We're seeking change.
Reach out, raise hope, and change society.
Everybody wants good things. We just disagree maybe on how to get there.
We'll continue our Seeking Change series now. Alan Hedblum is founder of Hedblum Cross-Cultural Communication. The business helps foreign workers learn the nuances of English and American culture and help them get along in the workplace. An offshoot of his work is helping businesses tackle racism. Alan, tell me about how you started on that effort.
Well, golly, I grew up in the northern suburbs of Detroit, where everyone at my high school was as pasty white as I am. And if you grow up in a monoculture, you really don't understand how other people live. And I had the really great fortune a couple of years ago of participating in an Institute for Healing Racism. In my own growing up, in my own personal circles, for example, I didn't associate with a lot of African Americans. And those are people who have a long and often sad history. And once I started learning more about that through the Institutes for Healing Racism, I really decided that it's incumbent on especially people who come from backgrounds of privilege, and that's often white, male, Christian, heterosexual folks who haven't experienced discrimination, who always get, you know, the first job offers, et cetera. It's incumbent on us to start doing the heavy lifting, and we have a sad history of racial inequity in this country. And so I was really motivated to do this. So I do this in my spare time, in my volunteer time.
Well, I'm wondering, since you did grow up, as you said, in a monoculture, how did you begin to even think about, you know, working in this sort of an industry or doing this sort of work?
I was really lucky in that my grandfather was an immigrant. He came to this country when he was 20 and spoke no English and had to, you know, work his way up from nothing. You know, anyone could come here and get some kind of job and work their way up. But now the stakes are really raised, and I think that makes it so much more important for us to help the new immigrants coming here because they've got to get up to speed so much more quickly because communication is really important. I mean, even folks who have jobs which require a fair amount of manual labor, they're still having to punch, you know, order codes into computers, and so the level of literacy, that requirement is so much higher today. And so I think it's you can still come here with, you know, zero English or little English, but the pressure is on to have you ramp up your skills much more quickly than my grandfather did 90 years ago.
And, you know, some would say you're white. What do you know about racism?
Absolutely. You can never truly know another person's experience. But what this training has taught me is you can learn to listen to their experience and to not deflect or devalue their experience. And then you can tell their story to other people in your circle. And that's a kind of understanding. My experience of having lived overseas in a number of different countries helped me understand at least what it's like to be the foreigner, the outsider. And so on that level, I do have a great deal of empathy. For all the immigrants who take the risk of coming to another country and, you know, leaving their home behind, leaving their family, their language, their culture behind, I have so much respect for those people because those are really heroes. Those are really brave people, and we need to make this country more welcoming for those folks.
Alan, thanks a lot for talking with me today.
It's been a pleasure, Christina.
Alan Hedblum is founder of Hedblum Cross-Cultural Communication.